This is 10 Minutes Today, the motivation and high performance podcast with your host, Dr. Del Millers. Who is it? Dr. Del Millers. Each week, Dr. Del will explore some amazing insights, strategies, and simple executable ideas. In other words, things you can do in 10 minutes today that have a dramatic impact on your health, fitness, business, and life. And now your host, Dr. Del Millers.
All right, everybody, Dr. Del Millers here, and welcome. This is another episode of 10 Minutes Today, the Motivation and High Performance Podcast. What I talk about in these podcasts, in case you are new to this and you're just joining us, we talk about simple things you can do today that can have a dramatic impact on your health, your fitness, your body, your business, your relationship, the rest of your life. What can you do today that can have a dramatic impact on the rest of your life? As I often say, a lot of times we focus on the big things that we want to accomplish. If you want to lose 30 pounds, we don't realize that, well, that starts with losing the first pound. Before you can do that, that starts with changing a habit. That starts with changing a meal. That starts with one simple thing. I like to focus on, what is that one simple thing that you can do that can lead to dramatic transformation? Keep it in mind that if you were to make one change each day and maintain that change, make a new change each day, at the end of the year, you have 365 changes. That is transformation. You've transformed your life, right? If you do one a week, at the end of the year, you've done 52 changes. You have transformed your life, right? So that's what we're talking about. What are the simple things that you can do? What are the simple habits you can develop? What are the simple strategies you can implement? What can you do today? Not tomorrow, not next month, not next year, but today. That can have a dramatic impact on the rest of your life. I'm Dr. Del Millers, and you can find out more about me at my website, delmillers.com. That's DelMillers.com. Dr. Del blog, you'll find more detailed articles on a lot of the things I talk about here. I've written over the years. I've been writing for different magazines for over a decade now, so you'll find quite a few articles at my blog on personal growth, health, fitness, body transformation, you name it. Right? You can join me on Facebook at facebook.com/Dr. Del Millers. And most importantly, subscribe to my podcast here, won't you? You'll automatically get new episodes. I do one each week, and again, I try to keep them around 10 minutes, plus or minus 3 to 5 minutes. Sometimes I have a lot to share with you, so I might run over 3 to 5 minutes, but it's all good because it's all good information. I only do that when there's good information to share that I think you should know about, but I try to keep them around 10 minutes because I know you're busy and you're out there trying to make things happen because you are a high performer. That's why this blog, this podcast is for high performers. It's called the Motivation and High Performance Podcast because I deal mostly with high performers, people who are at the top of their game, the top of their field, who are striving to be at the top of their field, the top of their game, because they're fun to work with. They're motivated people, and that's who I like to work with. You know, I can't deal with people who are just satisfied with crawling through life. When you can soar, I want to deal with people who want to soar, who want to fly. And those are the ideas that I bring to you. Consequently, today, what we're going to talk about is five simple steps you can take to snap out of bad mood, out of a bad mood. Right? It happens to all of us. We all get stressed for one reason or another. But, you know, if you wake up in a bad mood or you find yourself in a bad mood as a result of a stressful day, you know, you can easily snap out of it if you choose. Key word, choose. It's about choice. You know, emotions are energy, so you may not be able to prevent yourself from being in a bad mood because energy has both a positive and a negative charge, and therefore, so do emotions. So it's natural to feel angry, upset, or moody. These are all negative emotions, as it is to feel happy and joy, the positive emotions. You know, a lot of times we make ourselves wrong. We criticize ourselves for being in a bad mood or you know, feeling frustrated and all that. It's a natural thing. But, you know, in order to snap out of a bad mood, you have to first get this. You have to know that you're in a bad mood. And this is the first step, right? The first step is awareness of your current emotional state of being. You have to be aware of your current emotional state. Most people are not. If you're not, it will take a lot longer to change. It will change, but it will take longer. Unfortunately, yeah, this is the case for most people. They're not aware of their current emotional state until others are deeply upset with them. You don't want that. You don't want it to go that far. So you want to be aware of your current emotional state, right? Number two, you want to practice emotional honesty. You can snap out of a bad mood if you're not. Otherwise, you can't snap out of a bad mood if you're not willing to admit to yourself that you're in a bad mood. My wife calls me on this one all the time. Yes, I am just as guilty as everybody else. She would say, "You're in a bad mood." And I would say, "No, I'm not." Being a big Gruffalo. "No, I'm not. Stop telling me I'm in a bad mood." You know, but on the occasions that I allow myself to acknowledge that I am in a bad mood, you know, I'm able to snap out of it quickly. Because I'm aware of it, number one. And number two, I'm able to own up to it. When I don't, it usually end up taking longer. And I usually end up saying something pretty stupid, resulting in, you know, my wife giving me the silent treatment, followed by one of our conversations. Oh, no, the dreaded conversations. You know what I'm talking about? So you don't have to let it go that far. You don't have to let it go as far as to damage your relationships. Are you saying or doing something at work in your business that could be damaging to your business or your career, right? Or your relationship. You don't have to let it go that far if, number one, you learn to become aware of your emotional state. Number two, you learn to practice emotional honesty. Because awareness and emotional honesty are key components in your ability to snap out of a bad mood quickly, right? So very important. And number three, you have to learn to do regular energy checks. You know, check in with yourself regularly to see where you are emotionally. Remember, emotions are energy, and therefore it's neither good nor bad. Energy has a positive and a negative charge, consequently positive and negative emotions, right? They're equally as important to your daily experience. Now, one isn't more important than the other, right? You know, so when you understand this, you'll realize that it is perfectly natural for us human animals to experience a range of emotions over time. Therefore, you're able to experience negative emotions without judgment. You will possess the emotional maturity it takes to master your own energy. Energy. Energy has a negative and a positive charge. And we're able to go from one to the other. Right? So it's okay. You know, you don't ask yourself when you feel happy and joyous, you don't ask yourself, "Why am I feeling this way?" Do you? No, you don't ask yourself, "Why am I feeling this way?" when you're happy. You sit in that happiness. So why do we ask ourselves, "Why am I feeling sad, depressed, or angry?" Why do we ask ourselves that? It's a natural state of being. You just have to be aware of it. It's a negative emotion. You know, by the way, the difference between a positive and negative emotion is that positive emotions energize you while negative emotions de-energize you, right? They're heavy. But remember, each are equally as important to your daily experience, okay? Number four, next you have to make a choice. You're aware. You've been practicing emotional honesty. You're doing regular energy checks. You realize, okay, I'm in a funky place. Now you have to make a choice. Do you want to do something about it? You get to choose. Do you want to do something about it? It's really up to you. You may choose to sit where you are and let your energy change. It will change. It'll take longer, but it will eventually change because, like I said, change is the only constant in the universe. Energy is never stagnant. It's continually in motion. So the way you feel will eventually change if you do nothing about it. It'll take longer, like I said, and you may do or say something pretty stupid in the process of waiting for it to change. However, if you need to access your creative, powerful, make-it-happen energy anytime soon, you may want to choose to do something about, do some kind of energy realignment exercise. Why? Because it's much easier to access your creativity and power from a place of positive emotional energy than it is from your being in a negative emotional state. So what do you do about it? Number five, you do, as I said, a simple energy realignment exercise. Try one of these. They work really well. Number one, change your environment. You know, a simple change of scenery is sometimes all that it takes to change your mood. So if you're at your desk, get up and go walk outside. You know, leave the room, go for a walk and come back. Change your environment. Number two, listen to really sad music. You know how really sad, depressing music always makes you sad and depressed even more? Yes. Why do you want to do that? Because, like I said, energy, emotions is energy, and energy, you have to work through that emotion. You can't just abruptly change from a negative to a positive emotion. You have to work through the way you feel. In other words, you have to go deeper into the sadness, anger, or upset until you reach a turning point. You know, night turning to day is a good analogy to keep in mind. Night doesn't just suddenly turn into day. It gets dark, then darker, and is darkest at midnight. As you move from midnight to morning, it slowly gets brighter. Emotions are the same. You have to go through the darkness in order to arrive at the light. The reason that you choose sad music when you're sad is that it takes you further into the sadness, to that turning point, you know, like midnight, where you will feel a shift in your energy and more lightness in your mood. You know, this could take a few minutes, a few hours. It depends on your level of awareness and emotional honesty. Okay? And finally, go work out. Go move your body. Get that energy moving. You know, have you noticed? It's impossible to stay in a bad mood after a really strenuous workout, cardio or weight training. Go ahead, I dare you. Prove me wrong. The secret is that you have to take yourself to the edge of exhaustion and then throw yourself over the damn cliff. You know, this can't be a little sister workout. It has to be intense. You have to be completely used up by the time you're done so that the only thing you can think about is how bloody exhausted you are. If you can get there, you will experience a complete realignment of your energy from negative to positive. You know, this works because it takes a great deal of effort to do something challenging, to do a challenging, workout. And positive energy is the energy of effort and creation. You generally can't put forth a lot of energy when you're in a negative energy state. Have you realized that? By definition, a negative energy state is one of inactivity, heaviness, and withdrawal because negative emotions de-energize you. For you to have energy to do a strenuous workout, you have to completely switch from that de-energized state to being more energized. When you do that, your emotions will also change from negative to positive. Like I said, I dare you to prove me wrong. Go ahead, give it a try. Anyway, that's all the time we've got for today. I'm Dr. Del Millers, and like I said, check out my blog, drdelblog.com. So subscribe to these podcasts and share them with your friends. Check me out on Facebook, Dr. Del Millers, facebook.com/drdelmillers. So until next time, remember, do something worth imitating. Experience, share, grow, experience all that life has to offer. Let it touch you. Let it use you up. Share your experiences with others so that they too can get the growth and learning, and most importantly, grow from it all. Use everything that happens to you, inside you, and around you for your own personal growth and transformation. And that's all the time we've got. See you next time.